Hey, everybody.
Hey, Jess.
Hey.
Hey, Amy.
I wasn't saying hi to you guys. I was saying hi to America.
Oh, that's true.
Amy's starting off with a yawn.
Yeah,
we're off to a good start.
I forgot to get coffee.
It's 7 o'clock at night.
So, if I had coffee that late, I'd never fall asleep.
Me too. Me too, Jess. I hear you. So, guess what tomorrow is?
Friday the 13th.
Yes.
Good guess.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's going to happen twice.
I should probably post this on Friday the 13th.
Though, that would be good.
I might have to. I didn't post last week's either. I know. I'll do this one, and then next week can be next one. Last one.
Do you want to hear some fascinating facts about Friday the 13th?
Yeah. Yes.
Alrighty then. So the scientific term for fear of Friday the 13th, it comes from the Greek word paraskevi, meaning Friday, and decretius, meaning 13. So if you put it all together, it's
arachnophobia.
Parascavetic decatriophobia. Parascavetic decatriophobia.
You sound like Big Bird trying to sing the alphabet. Doesn't she?
I don't know. I haven't watched Sesame Street in a long time. Are you okay?
It's like, I'm trying to.
When someone starts talking like this, they're having a stroke.
Just we'll add one. Okay, just edit in Big Word singing the alphabet.
Yeah,
right after I said that. Just so everybody has a frame of reference.
Okay.
It is going to be really pivotal to this entire podcast.
Oh, no.
I think so.
I'm gonna forget, so I apologize in advance.
Oh,
I know.
Another term used to refer to the irrational fear of Friday the 13th is frigatriskaidekaphobia.
I think that's the
from
one I've heard.
Norse. Yeah.
From Norse? Is that what you said?
From Norse.
Referring to the Norse goddess and seer Frigg, after whom Friday is named in English. Yeah. Alright, here's another one. During World War II, 5 German bombs hit Buckingham Palace in the UK on Friday, September 13th, and destroyed the palace chapel as part of the Blitz bombing campaign.
That sucks.
On Friday, October 13th, 1989, the U.S. Stock Exchange suffered a major crash. It's referred to now as Black Friday.
Okay, mm-hmm. But it was probably just because everybody was like, oh, Friday the 13th, and they just like pulled out all their stocks, or however that
pulled
works.
Pulled out all the stocks.
They hit cancel on all their stocks.
Maybe. Probably, yeah. Well,
you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's estimated that every Friday the 13th, it costs the U.S. economy approximately $800 to $900 million in losses.
And canceled stocks.
As many people refuse to do business or travel by air.
By air or by stock?
You gotta look the stock.
But that is kind of like referring to business.
Stocks?
You could be onto something here, Jess.
I don't know.
I don't know.
What's that room called? The
stock room?
No, it's like the something room, the exchange, the floor, the whatever, where everybody goes, where they ring the bell. You know what I'm talking about?
The floor, not the room, isn't it the floor?
Is it the floor?
Yeah,
I don't know. The floor of the New York Stock Exchange.
Yes,
they call that the room the floor.
Did you really?
It's called the floor.
Oh.
British filmmaker Alfred Hitchcock was born on August 13th, 1899, a Friday.
And he was a spooky guy, I tell you.
I tell you. He was supposed to make his directorial debut with a film called Number 13,
mm-hmm.
but it never saw the light of day owing to financial troubles.
Creepy.
The Viva Las Vegas Wedding Chapels in Las Vegas, Nevada, and the U.S. offer special zombie, vampire, and horror-themed wedding ceremonies on Friday the 13th.
That's an interesting... That's a fascinating fact about Friday the 13th. Yep.
You heard it here, folks.
Some kind of weird gimmick in Vegas?
I know.
Great. That's strange.
On October 13th, 1307... which was a Friday, obviously. King Philip IV of France ordered his officers to raid the homes of the Knights Templar, who were warrior monks during the Crusades.
So they couldn't even scream.
Hundreds of the Knights Templar were subjected to excruciating torture in order to force confessions. More than 100 succumbed to death in the process.
Because they can't talk. How are they supposed to confess?
They couldn't even scream.
Why are they? Oh, they're monks. So yeah.
I feel like you keep trying to perpetrate this
warrior
weird lie.
Do you think it's unfair?
What?
That I say that,
that you keep saying they can't make any noise? Because I think it's a very blanket statement.
Have
about
you
monks.
Ever talked to a monk?
Aha.
I don't know.
I rest my case.
I could have.
You can talk to them, but they can't talk to you.
Yeah. Oh, I thought he was just being rude.
No.
Oh, man.
No.
They
need to write an apology letter.
For a month to have a Friday on the 13th day, it must begin on a Sunday.
That's fascinating.
That I turned 13 on Friday the 13th.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's your golden birthday, you know?
Yeah, I know, and it was wonderful. We were in California.
Wow.
I remember that. What do you think of that?
That's exciting.
Really exciting.
It? Hotel and hospital buildings often skip the 13th floor, and airports sometimes don't have a gate number 13.
Yep, everybody knows that.
That's not a Friday the 13th fact, really.
That's just the 13th.
They're taking a lot of liberties.
It's the 13th, they are.
Yeah.
Especially with the word fascinating.
Former U.S. President Franklin D. Roosevelt.
Delano?
Yes,
your boy Delano.
The hot one with polio?
None other. Reportedly had a great fear of Friday the 13th. He avoided.
Sounds like a misplaced fear.
He avoided starting a trip on a Friday.
A trip to the hospital to get the polio vaccine.
Oh, maybe.
What a bummer.
No. See how that worked for him. Mm-hmm. He wasn't keen on traveling on the 13th day of any month and would never host 13 people at a dinner table.
Wow.
What say you to that?
I think it's interesting because I actually have never hosted 13 people at a dinner table either.
No.
You're not afraid to, are you?
But that's because
I don't know.
Stupid.
I didn't think so, but maybe.
You've hosted like 14 and 15 people.
Right.
Yeah. So you're kind of the same.
Yeah.
And you have polio.
Yeah. And my middle name is Delano.
Yeah.
Jessica.
You
Delano.
Changed it to that, though. That wasn't your birth middle name.
It wasn't?
No.
Did you know FDR never appeared on TV?
He did on Family Guy. He was like a what do you call those things with the strings?
A puppet.
A puppet, but a marionette.
A marionette.
Like a marionette away from the thing, and he like collapsed into like a big bundle. It was pretty funny.
Doesn't sound funny at all.
It was very
funny. Are you
funny.
Mocking the handicapped?
Yeah. Well, all day, every day.
How about this? Pop star Taylor Swift believes 13 is her lucky number and has some connections with Friday the 13th. I was born on the 13th. I turned 13 on Friday the 13th.
December.
My first album went gold in 13 weeks. My first number one song had a 13-second intro.
Well, that one
That's
she
kind of
control.
My choice,
yeah.
That's my choice.
But it was her first number one song.
Okay.
So that's what that's all about.
I see.
She writes 13 like on her hand a lot. It's her lucky number.
Yeah, we just heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jessica.
Groundbreaking information from Jessica.
We're gonna
have. She was born on the 13th too. She turned 13 on the 13th of Friday.
We're gonna have the Friday the 13th in October, so.
Ooh.
Prepare yourself.
That'll be spooky, huh, guys?
Check yourself.
Prepare thyself.
Prepare thyself.
All right.
Someone at work, this just reminded me of it. We usually email everyone else on our team to be like, oh, I'm leaving early or I'm not going to be in tomorrow, whatever. And someone goes, I'm leaving at noon for an appointment. I shall return. But like completely seriously.
I shall return.
And it just made me laugh really hard. So I was like, you don't need to say things like that. Not here.
No?
No.
I like to say, I'll be back.
You don't like to say, what is, okay, you know.
What's the new one?
Yeah, so Arnold is the new.
Oh, yeah, host what's the
next one? There's three, he says.
Okay. Oh, man, that's a lot.
He says, I'm the captain now. And everybody was like, Arnold, you weren't even in that movie. And he's like, I mean, get to the chopper. So he says, get to the chopper. He says, you're terminated.
Oh.
And no. Then he says,
how did everyone not see that one coming, you know?
I know.
It's the last one that he says.
Is it one of his lines?
Yeah.
I'll be back.
No, because they won't.
You won't be back?
No.
No. It's, I'll look it up. We'll move on. I'll get back to you.
All right.
I'm going to panic if you don't get back to us quickly enough.
Here's some, like, superstitions that you might not be aware of that people may or may not have. No, that they've, that have,
that are that superstitions?
That are historical, okay. Yes, they're superstitions. All right. When a nun passes you on the street, spit over your left shoulder for good luck.
Huh?
That's all you have is huh?
Did you ever do that growing up?
No.
Catholic school?
No, I never heard that one.
But had you heard it?
No, but I wouldn't have done that.
You would have done it all the time.
They would have slapped you with a ruler
for
spitting over your shoulder.
Yeah, exactly. That's like, who came up with that? And why?
Probably somebody Irish.
Yeah, probably.
All right, here's a Protestant. Because you might know somebody like this. Beware of the one whose eyebrows meet. Oh. In their heart, there lies deceit.
It's Adam Carolla.
Jeffrey's eyebrows used to meet.
Ew.
But now he has them groomed.
No, it's good.
Shout out to Jeffrey.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll love that one. He used to be kind of gross.
No.
Not anymore.
All right. Here's one. This probably happens to you. So here's what you do. If you accidentally bite your tongue, this means someone is talking badly about you.
Ooh.
All right. So bite your sleeve to make them stop.
That's like Nana always used to say, if you got like a shiver, that it was someone walking over your grave.
Yes.
That reminds me of that.
Okay. All right. Leaving your shoes crossed on the floor or lying upside down is bad luck. And putting a pair on the table is a sign of quarrels to come.
Oh.
But remember, burning your boot before a journey is good luck.
Like on accident or?
As is burning an old shoe. And this protects your home from infection.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that makes it. Why did we not immediately know them?
I know.
I'm disappointed.
We're distracted.
Yeah.
All right. If you have a webbed toe or an extra toe.
You're a freak.
Shout out to Jeffrey. You will have a lucky life.
Really great. Webbed feet. Unibrow.
He's a keeper.
I'm pretty sure, didn't he have webbed hands and feet?
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah, yeah, they had to be separated.
Oof.
When he was born.
What a creep.
He's special.
Well, really good. He would have been a good swimmer.
I know.
Michael Phelps.
Having a second toe longer than the first toe means you have a bad temper. And a woman having a second toe longer than a big toe means she'll dominate her marriage. Everyone, ooh, check your toes.
I know.
Yeah, let me see real quick.
Okay.
Yep, that checks out.
You have no second toe.
It's just gone.
Yeah.
Second toe longer than which one?
Than your big toe.
Oh. No, that's not me.
I don't have a temper, though.
No, you don't.
No, you just lash out irrationally.
No, I lash out rationally.
Oh, I see.
All right, if you mistakenly walk into a spider's web...
Oh, no!
Jeffrey's done that, too. Multiple times.
He's accidentally walked into a spider web?
Yes.
Where?
All the time.
Where? Where?
Second toe bigger than your
than your big toe.
No.
No, you wanted it to be flowing.
Wait, so I'm serious. Anyway. Where are these spider webs that he's walking into multiple times?
Okay.
Your old room?
Yeah, no. So we have had for a couple of years, although I don't think it was this year, but in the spring, an American house spider
was
make you.
He's got a little American flag over his back.
Like an HGTV show.
Yeah, American House Spider with all eight arms crossed, like looking at the camera.
Move back against that something. Bus. Yeah.
So we had had multiple American
House. The way she said it too, like he's a guest here. We've had him here a couple summers in a row. Yeah, exactly. He didn't come last summer. No,
he was on sabbatical.
His mom was sick.
Yeah.
He couldn't make it. He might be back though.
Oh,
if
good.
He is, I'll let you know.
Yeah.
So anyway, so every night. Our American House Spider.
Was this the one that was on the porch?
Yeah, on the deck.
Yeah, on the
so
deck.
So he would make his web across the.
Isn't it weird she had to say American? Like, why couldn't you just say a house spider?
Or a spider?
It was an American House Spider.
Yeah, but we're in America. It kind of goes without saying. He's American. Okay, go ahead.
It's true, Jess. You're right.
It was a Chinese pool house spider. A Mexican grocery store spider.
Yeah, so anyway, so like at dusk, the American House Spider.
The AHS.
would spin its web across the deck door.
He'd that spin the 50 stars and stripes.
It was like a flag.
Yeah.
He was making a flag.
That's how you know.
So then it would be nighttime. And Jeffrey would be going out like to let the dogs out or to get the water bowl. And he would walk right into the web.
Every day.
Yes.
He's really
and
not
you wonder why he didn't come
out.
Visit last summer. The guys just ruined every single night. Just walking
bulldozed.
Yeah,
I know.
Did you watch him spin it, or are you just...
We did. Well, yeah, actually, came the next time, instead of making the web across where, like, Jeffrey would open the door and mm-hmm. walk into it, it was on the other side that was the stationary part. Mm-hmm. So
that's
we could
pretty clever,
watch it, like, spin it.
I love that it's just, like, the battle of two... creatures of habit.
It's true.
Like that spider every night
learned.
Did it.
Yeah.
And Jeff every night walked into it. And neither of them were like, huh. Something isn't working.
Oh.
That's so silly.
It's really creepy because they're big.
How
yeah,
big?
They are, no, I remember they're gross
they're
and they're like
and
spindly. Like their
they're
legs
very
are like
spindly. Small. They're very pink.
I have to put my shoes
pink?
Back on.
And, like, I think they have, like, a, like...
They sing proud to be an American every morning.
Yeah, they have, like, a marking that's, like, a circle.
Gross. Is that one of the ones that Jeff crushed down here? I remember it looked fake.
No,
like, it looked like a fake, like, a toy spider. And Jeff stepped on it, and it, like, audibly
blech.
Crunched. And it was so disgusting. I'll never forget it.
I don't...
It was so gross.
You know what?
At one point, I had a picture of it.
There was one spider that was, remember, it was like next to my door handle when I came home from work one night.
Ugh.
It was called a grass spider. I did some research.
Oh.
Duh.
Never heard of it.
And I
grass.
Found what it was, and it was.
Oh.
It was this.
Oh, dear. I've seen
next
those before. Ugh.
To my door.
No.
And I yelled for Bobby. I slammed on the door.
At the condo?
The...
Not a grass spider? Not like a wood spider?
Mother.
Wood spiders are
it
fatter
It was a grass
than
spider. I had a picture. It matched every qualification.
All right.
But he poked his head around the door. When I'm like, there's a spider. And he's like, seriously? Because he thought it was like there was like a little daddy long legs.
Yeah.
And he thought that's what I was freaking out about. And I was like, no, come out and look at this. And he was like, oh my God.
Yeah. We had one in our mailbox, and I had, like, seen it because our mailbox is up against the house, and I had seen it one day, so I knew there was one, like, around there, but I saw it run between the wall of the house and the back of the mailbox.
No.
So I saw it, and then I was coming home from work, and I looked, and I saw a leg sticking out of the mailbox, and then I was like, oh my god. And I like, I had my keys.
I can't believe you did that.
Well, no, I didn't open it. I just like poked the lid of the mailbox and the leg just like went back up into the thing. And I was like,
absolutely
not. Oh my god. I was paralyzed. Like literally paralyzed. It was two times with the spider by the mailbox that I literally was paralyzed. Like, I don't know what it was going to do to me, but I like couldn't get in the house. So I like finally like had to like push myself to like open the door and then ran in. And then when Brayden got home, I was like, there is a spider in the mailbox. You need to kill it. And you need to get the mail. And he's like, I don't see any spider. And I'm like freaking out because I'm like, I literally was, it was so scary. But it was like the first time I've ever like actually been paralyzed like physically by a fear. And it was because it was just right there. He did end up finding it and killing it.
How big was it?
It was pretty, I mean, its leg, it was like, it was something like
big as
a
your
joke
finger?
Almost. Yeah, I mean, it was probably something similar to that thing. It had a what?
Yeah, a shoe on.
A shoe, yeah, like a tap shoe.
Yeah.
Just one, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
You said like about 18
yeah,
times.
She did.
I know, because I'm still anxious when I think about it, yeah. So it makes me feel very anxious.
Edit those out. It'll sound really natural.
And then I saw... No, it still does make me super anxious to think about it because it was such a weird sensation to be. I couldn't move.
Yeah.
It was just. I was.
Did you cry?
None of us like.
No, but I wanted to, but it was like my whole body got hot and I just couldn't. All my muscles like wouldn't move. It was awful.
Okay, here's one. It is considered lucky to meet 3 sheep or to find 9 peas in a pod.
To meet them.
To meet 3 sheep.
Hello.
And it's also lucky to sneeze 3 times before breakfast.
You'd be like, nice to meet you.
You and you.
Get it?
Yes, that was funny.
Thank
that
was you. Nice.
That's EWE.
And then when you left, you'd be like, bah.
Also funny.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
You're on fuego. Right?
Yep.
All right, if your right ear burns, does that ever happen?
Never.
I've never had my right ear burn. But if it does, just so you know,
mm-hmm.
someone is speaking ill about you.
Oh.
And what you should do is give your ear a good pinch to make them bite their tongue.
Okay.
It works too, Jess.
These sound really, I don't know why I'm feeling like these are things that, like, Greek ladies, like, think.
I think it's probably very European.
Yeah. Right?
I mean, if you're going to meet sheep, it's probably in Ireland or England or Scotland.
True. That's true. No, we have sheep.
Yeah. Oh, here's another indicator of the Irish. Never choose a redhead as your bridesmaid, as she will steal your groom. And never let the bridesmaids wash any dishes after the feast, or they will fall out with the married couple.
Okay.
So just don't invite any gingers to your wedding?
Well, they can go to the wedding, but they can't be in the wedding as a bridesmaid.
I just played safe and not invite them.
No love lost in the gingers in your mind, huh, Amy?
Nope.
Okay.
No good, are they?
If golfers... This is one for Brayden.
Brayden's a golfer.
He loves golf.
He golfs.
All right. If golfers start their round with odd-numbered clubs, the golfers...
You know, 1, 3, 5, etc.
Go on.
The golfers can have a successful 18 holes, but don't use balls with numbers higher than 4.
Okay.
Got it?
Sure.
5, 7, 9, etc.
Go on.
All right. Here's if the first initial of each of your names spells a word, this will give you a lucky life.
She was done.
I know.
That was it. One?
Okay. Wait, what more do you need?
If the first initial of each of your names spells, God bless you.
Thank you. If the first initial of each of your names, so Amy, Patricia, Dion.
Oh.
APD.
And then.
APD. Yeah, no word.
Pad.
Oh, no,
it has
no.
to spell a word like that?
This will give you a lucky life.
Mine spells Jack.
Well, actually, maybe yours could.
Or it could if you mix them up.
Yeah.
Brayden's BJD. So,
no. No, you gotta have the vowel in there.
Yeah, Jessica's. Well, but that's now, not really you're, a word. Now you're Jack.
Yeah, but that's not a word.
You were Jab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Mine doesn't.
Nope.
Well.
Nope. No.
Calf.
That one's a bust. Let's move on. All right. I don't like it anymore.
Moving on.
I know. I don't really know. I'm sure there obviously are people that I know who do, but I can't think of them.
Yeah.
But everyone's middle name is like Marie or Anne or one of those two names. Are there any other middle names?
No. Mary.
Right.
Patricia. That's it. When you find a fuzzy caterpillar, throw it over your shoulder for good luck.
Oh, Amanda Lemon's name spells all Amanda Lee Lemon.
Oh, yeah.
All so right. What happened?
What's her social again?
Actually, to be
her
real,
date of birth.
Her social and
are
my
you guys
social,
like one off or two?
It's the same number except for the last digit.
Oh boy,
which is weird.
If anyone steals your identity,
that just didn't tell anybody anything at all.
Well, it would tell them.
Well, she knows
only one off.
Mm-hmm. You know hers, and she knows yours.
No, because I don't even remember what the digit is, like what hers is.
Well, you'd only have to make 9 guesses.
True.
Eight guesses, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so now you know what to do with a fuzzy caterpillar.
No, I don't. I wasn't listening.
You whip it at a school bus. Backwards.
You whip it at a school. Yeah, don't just toss it as hard as you
well,
can.
Well, at that point, what difference is
when you find a fuzzy caterpillar, throw it over your shoulder.
Like a mental soldier.
Yeah. Exactly.
Do you know
like
how creepy fuzzy caterpillars are? Like,
oh, they're disgusting.
Now to see, like, I remember being, when you're little, you're just like, oh, a caterpillar. And now
and
seeing
them,
I'm like,
on
holy
stuff?
Mother of God. They're so creepy to look
some
at.
Some of them are, like,
they make me
want to
die.
I mean, not around here, but.
They're very brightly colored. They're off-putting. They look like they're poisonous.
Mm.
I remember that birch tree that we
I
had
think
in the backyard.
They're poisonous to birds, maybe.
I don't know.
They want
probably.
Them to think that they're poisonous.
Yeah.
My fight or
so
flight
bright.
Instinct yeah. tells me to flight.
From everything.
Basically.
I hope you're not passing that on to little Declan.
I don't really know. I don't think so. He killed a spider for me, so I think he's like.
He saved you?
Yeah.
He's taking on the Bobby role.
Yeah, like when Bobby's not home, he'll kill spiders if I ask him to. And if I don't ask him to, he just does.
Oh, I drowned a bunch of spiders for you. He's like collecting them and murdering them.
He has his own spatula.
Oh.
For killing spiders.
That's what he uses to kill spiders. No, I'm kidding.
I'm glad it's his own.
Yeah, it's his own. It's not the one we use for cooking.
I used to kill bugs with cat's shoes when we were roommates in college. And
really?
She used to get so pissed. Because I'd do it when she wasn't there. Then I'd be like, oh, by the way, I killed the spider with that shoe. And she would like yell at me.
Because the guts were all over it. Mm-hmm. All right. If you ever see a one-eyed cat.
Okay.
Spit on your thumb. Stamp it in the palm of your hand and make a wish.
Why would I stamp a cat in my hand?
With a spitty thumb.
That sounds cruel.
Spit in your thumb and then stamp your thumb in the palm of your hand.
Why?
I guess you're going to have good luck.
Do you listen to these?
Oh, yes. All right. If a bee lands on your hand, expect wealth. If a bee lands on your head...
A wealth of bee stings, am I right?
If a bee lands on your head, you will rise to greatness. If a bee is flying around a sleeping child, the child will have a happy life. But if the bees are lethargic, this is an omen of misfortune or war. And if they suddenly vacate their hive, this could be an omen of death.
Oh. Mm-hmm. It's probably, I would believe that because I feel like, I mean, not really believe
like
that.
Like a nature some, kind of
right, because like animals do like sense when stuff is coming
yeah.
before it does.
That's, I think they do, yeah.
They definitely do.
They might.
All right, here's some advice for you people who like to gamble.
Amy.
Never bet on a horse whose name has been changed.
I don't bet on horses.
Bad luck to change the name of any horse and bad luck to wish a jockey good luck before their race.
Hmm.
don't do that either.
Good to know.
Remember The Sopranos? Oh, neither one of you have seen it.
No.
Tony gets, he buys a horse. Mm-hmm. And its name is Pie Oh My. And it's a racehorse. Oh,
why do they all have those stupid names?
I don't know. They're very weird names.
Yeah, they are. All right. To cure a fever, you're not going to like this. You are not going to like this. Mm-hmm. Eat a spider with jam, syrup, or an apple.
No.
To ward off the plague, wear a spider and a walnut shell around your neck. Guess what you're all getting for Christmas
next year?
Spider full of walnut shells.
Because walnut the plague is coming back. Spiders. No, it won't. Everyone's getting it. All right. If you inhale a horse's breath, it will cure.
What?
It will cure your whooping cough. And eating a hair from a horse's forelock will cure you from your worm.
It's a forelock
from the
forehead. The mane.
Yeah, the mane. Like,
the forelock
on that
on their face.
His bangs.
Remember?
Yep. You gotta put those pictures.
Yes, they do. Oh, they're so funny. They're like horses with fancy hairdos.
Oh,
it's the funniest. They're like glamour shots for horses.
Oh.
But yeah, their bangs are like curled and stuff. I need to remember to do that.
Yeah, those are really funny.
All right, now I'm going to test your knowledge of superstitions.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Do you just want to yell out what you think?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. This creature found in the morning over doorways and windows resembled good fortune and protection.
Spiders.
Owls.
Oh. You think you're so stupid. You think it's owls.
Over your doorway.
I said owls.
What did you say? Spiders? And that was right?
Yeah.
The choices were a spider, a cricket, or a frog.
Oh, there are choices?
I like it better, though, if you just...
Just shout out. Yeah, I don't think she should give us choices.
No, I don't think so either.
Too easy.
Not unless we're not getting it.
Because we would have known that it's not a cricket or a frog above your doorway.
Duh.
Well, then you could be really lucky if you have a frog above your doorway.
That's true. There's climbing frogs.
Yeah,
you could get
like South America and stuff.
No.
All right. If a lit candle mysteriously goes out, it's a sign of what?
A draft.
No.
A ghost?
Something superstitious.
That your house
related.
Is haunted.
Good luck.
Nope.
Bad luck.
Choices? Yes.
It's a sign of bad luck.
There you go. You're welcome. Yeah, I knew it.
All right.
It's a sign that an owl went, ooh, ooh, onto your
blew
candle.
Out the candle, I get it.
Onto the candle.
We're going to tie every one in with the one after it.
Yes, why?
Just wonder.
All right.
You don't want
it? Seeing this creature means bad luck, but if you see two of them, it
a
means
black cat.
Good luck. Three means health, four means wealth, five means sickness, and six is death.
Black cats.
No. Ooh.
The Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah. If you see six Loch Ness Monsters.
You're going to die?
You're going to die.
A bat.
Nope.
What?
The choices are snakes, crows, or spiders.
Crow.
Snakes.
Crow.
She's like, spiders again. Or she says owls.
Just keep saying owl.
Yeah.
No.
All right. When a baby boy is born under the waning moon, it means.
He is alive.
What's a waning moon? Just for the listener.
Well, then you should know.
There's the waning moon and the waxing moon.
Yeah.
Which one's which?
Just for the listener.
Yeah.
I'm going to look it up. Yeah. All right, these are your choices. So, a baby boy born under a waning moon.
He'll have green eyes.
He will be a spoiled and selfish son.
Oh.
He will be an only child. The next child will be a girl.
He'll be an only child.
Amy?
Next one's a girl.
Amy got that one.
All right, I'm looking up waning moon.
Yeah, it might be the phase like after the full moon.
It that's is a new phase. Moon.
No, that's a book by Stephanie Meyer. Means the moon is decreasing in size, moving from the full moon towards the new moon.
Thank you.
So you're right.
No, you weren't right. It's yes, between the full and the new.
Right. So she's that's right. She's said. In after the full moon. Full moon. This is a time for spells that banish, release, and reverse. This is a time to break bad habits or bad addictions, to end bad relationships. This is a time of deep intuition and a time for divination.
Alrighty.
At this time, the moon represents the goddess in her crone aspect. Give praise to Hecate, Morgan, or one of the other crone goddesses. The period of the waning moon lasts about 14 days.
I think she got onto a Wiccan website.
She's on a rabbit hole.
Waning gibbous, disseminating moon.
That's okay.
Joking. I'm not really going to read that. Oh, thank you. But there is a lot of information about moons on this website.
I bet.
Waxing moon, full moon, waning moon, new moon, blue moon, names of the moon, moon folklore, moon magic. Right,
well, when we do a podcast on the moon,
we should do that.
I will not be able to find that page.
We should really do that.
All right. The moon. If you do this thing to the right, it means a promise of money. But if you do it to the left, it means great disappointment.
Shake it.
Dress yourself.
If you dress
if you're a man.
To the right?
Yeah. As a man.
Oh, I see. No.
Keel over.
Yeah, die. Pass away.
No. All right, your choices you are...
Wait. Read it again, right. Read it again.
If you do this thing to the right...
Part your hair.
Means a promise of money. No, that's a clever.
Thank you.
But to the left means a great disappointment.
Put your wallet on that side of your body.
No. Owl.
No.
Somehow, yes.
It's a bodily function.
Brush your teeth.
Not having nothing to do with
put deodorant
the toilet.
On.
No.
To the and you only do it to one side.
Spit.
No.
Cry.
That's one of the options.
Sneeze.
Yes.
Sneeze.
The options. The choices were cough, cry, or sneeze. If you cry to the right, I don't know. You know,
like out of that eye. I don't know.
I don't know either. Yeah,
but
maybe.
Sneezing.
It's like, you know, when you sneeze to the right.
Wow.
You know skillfully what I mean? Done.
Thank you. I think next time you sneeze, you'll notice you choose a side. You really do.
Most and people it, do.
And it they says a lot sides. About a person.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Especially how they cover their sneeze. Says a lot about a person.
Yeah.
Whether
if
they do
they
or not.
Do.
Exactly.
Do yeah. people
disgusting.
Not? Like
yes.
grown adults that don't cover
yeah.
their sneezes?
Pigs.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I make Braden do it into his elbow. Because he will, like, into his hand. And I'm like, don't do that. Like, that's
Ew.
Gross.
You gotta wash your hands.
Yeah.
I think I do it into my elbow.
Which even that, I'm like, go wash your hands. Because he won't.
All right. Ugh. Here's one. A bird in the house is...
Worth two in the bush.
A sign of something.
Oh.
a draft. An owl.
A sign that your window's open.
Yeah.
A bird in your house is a sign that you're going to get married soon.
Nope.
I don't know.
Amy? What are the choices?
Boy, already?
Yeah.
All right. A sign of a family member dying.
Mm-hmm.
A sign of good luck. Mm-hmm. Or a sign of death.
Good luck.
Jess?
I'd like to stick with my original answer.
Which was?
That you're going to get married soon.
Okay. That wasn't one of the options.
Well,
it's a sign of death.
Well, two of those were like the same thing.
Bad luck and death.
Yeah. Well, no, wasn't one of them like someone's dying?
A family
dying,
member dying or just death in general.
Death, yeah.
Yeah. Probably the bird stuff, if you don't...
Yeah, right.
It
walked
out.
On my pillow. From Arrested Development.
Mm-hmm. To cut bread in an uneven manner is a sign that...
You're me.
your love you're is left-handed. Unfaithful, you've been telling lies, or a family member is about to die.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That you've been
say
telling...
unfaithful.
Oh, yeah, me too.
You've been telling lies.
Oh, man, I should have gone with my heart like that last question.
Exactly.
The last question that you were definitely wrong about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To spit on your hands encourages
what? Ew, germs.
prosperity.
Jess?
I don't really know. I don't know.
Strength.
Oh. I was going to say something. I was trying to think of some, like, I was going to say manliness or something, because I can just picture, like a gross guy, like, spinning on his
like
hands.
Like a baseball player. Or...
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. That's, they used, like, an example would be boxers used to either spit in their fists or in their glove.
That's disgusting.
On their glove, because they thought it made, like, made their skin tougher.
Hmm.
And then, like, construction workers do things like that, I guess.
Well, I'm sure it does help with, like, grip. Like, how people, like, lick their fingers to, like, turn a book page.
Oh, my God. We were just talking about this today. Because Bobby was trying to open a little plastic bag to put Shelby's cat poop in.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, lick your fingers. And then he didn't. It worked. And then he was like, is that why people lick their finger when they're turning a page?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. And he's like, doesn't even work. But it did work.
But it worked, yeah.
I'm like, it just worked.
Why are
for
they
you.
Such contrarians all the time? It's like they'll do something that you tell them to do and it works. And they're like, ugh.
I don't know. It's very unusual.
Yes. Yes, indeed. All right. When so taking. Unusual. Oh, I don't like this one. No. This occurrence has been said to be a warning of a quarrel with a friend.
You disagree with your friend.
Fighting with your friend.
Is it a burning ear? A tickling eye or an itchy nose?
I think
Evander
Holyfield would say it's a burning ear.
Yeah. It's a missing ear.
I don't know why. I just thought of him.
Your osh is baaing is the evil eye, right?
Yeah.
You want to say that.
Itchy nose.
Yeah.
If you say goodbye to a friend while on a bridge.
Okay.
Are you...
suicidal.
Does that mean... it ensures a safe passing, that you'll never see each other again, you'll be brought closer together.
Ooh, closer
you will
together.
Get closer together.
Nope, you'll never see him again.
Jeez, I have, like, struck out on all of these, I think.
I know, I mean, they're very obscure.
Anything about...
Well, because they kind of, like, fly in the face of common sense.
Well, it's, you know, it's about superstition.
I know, but you'd think that they would kind of make sense.
Yeah, I guess. All right, if you hear footsteps behind you, it means something, and you must not do
turn
this
around.
Other thing.
Okay, it means that you are in danger and you can't turn around.
Who is it following you, though?
Death.
The dead are following you. Turn back, if you turn back to see, then you'll join them. Yep.
Okay.
She got it.
That one just makes sense.
It kind of does.
Clearly.
Well.
It's bad luck to see this fly across the sun. Let's say in front of the sun.
A bat.
Jess?
The space shuttle Atlantis.
Atlantis?
Is that one of them?
I don't think so, is it?
I don't know. Probably not, if Jess is making it up.
Yeah, I know.
Apollo?
Challenger, maybe.
Maybe Challenger had a hard time. Yeah.
Yeah. Not great luck. A pig. It's so good.
I'm going to say a bat.
An owl.
Are you kidding?
Stop it.
You're joking.
No. Is that real? What the hell? That's not
right.
I was
hoping you were going to say it, Jess, because that would have been so perfect.
I know.
Right?
Oh, man, that is weird.
Yeah. When passing a cemetery, you must hold your breath or else...
you'll die. Hold your breath the whole time, and then you can only let your breath out when you pass a White House.
Oh.
That's the rule I always heard. And hold your breath under it when you're going under a tunnel.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that one, too.
Yeah.
I was thinking it was you'll become possessed. Was the thing that I
you were
had,
thinking
but,
that?
Well.
You know, like, wait, did you write this list?
I just
that
made
might
it
have to make sense.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think it's time to say goodbye on a bridge. That's what I think.
To ward off bad luck or a jinx, you
pray.
They're so open-ended. It's like, I know, ridiculous.
That's what's annoying.
Well, it's because there's multiple choices.
Right, well, read the multiple choices.
Well, you told me not to.
Yeah, because okay. The first one was, like, fairly right. Straightforward.
To ward off bad luck or a jinx.
Yeah, you guys should know this one.
People yeah, have do an it amulet. All the time.
No. It's okay. Yes.
Yeah. Kill a hobo. I do that a lot. I didn't think you knew about it, but that's my little superstition.
I don't know.
All right, here are your choices. Ring a bell, sprinkle salt, or knock on wood.
Knock on wood.
See?
Oh, thank God. My secret is still safe. All
right. You should never walk inside this, or else you'll be hexed by fairies.
Is that what it says?
It says keep sounding like she's
left and 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, it's just like, or fairies will get you.
It seemed like that. She didn't even look at the paper.
I know.
What was the word fairies? Fae. They use fae. F-A-E.
Oh, wow.
Fae folk. So I figured
fae folk?
You'd be like, you're homosexuals?
Read again.
Oh.
You don't step inside this or
yeah, don't walk inside
you?
This thing or
the gaze. Okay. The gaze.
All right, here's the choice.
The Broadway.
The Great White Way.
All right, arch of trees, vines, or shrubs. A small mound of ivy, clover, or moss, or a ring of trees, mushrooms, or clover.
Trees, mushrooms, yeah. Or clover.
Yep.
Yeah, that sounds very fae-like.
Indeed.
It does.
Indubitably.
Dropping this is said to be a sign that a lover is unfaithful.
It like it's hot.
Your ring.
Is it a candle, scissors, or a cup or plate?
Cup or plate.
Yep.
And they gave us a choice in the choice.
Mm-hmm. That's how you know.
And it's a dead giveaway.
Yeah. Wow. Thus ends your superstition quiz.
Ah.
Oh. I won.
Well, yeah,
I'm sure.
All right. So here's some like, I'll say good luck or perhaps bad luck stories. Ready?
Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
Okay.
Never been more ready for a nap.
An online campaign has been launched to save Mr. Skanky Pants.
Finally.
Mr. Skanky Pants is an aging gray tomcat.
Aww.
I know.
It's like Smelly Cat.
Yes, probably.
Or who's the cat from Cats that had the funny name?
Didn't they all?
Mr. Mephistopheles.
Mephistopheles, yeah.
Yeah.
That's one of them.
I forget.
Okay.
Mr. Mephistopheles is one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're Lemmy Winks or something. No, there's one. No, that's from South Park. There's one with like a J, right?
Something. I don't know.
So
they think cats. The cat may have kidney problems and feline immunodeficiency virus.
Yeah. Feline AIDS.
Yeah.
It's believed the cat was left behind by a former resident,
Charlie Sheen,
and has been astray ever since. Worried that Mr. Skanky Pants may spread disease to other pet cats, some residents in the town, with a population of about 1,600 people, have suggested shooting the homeless feline.
That's awful.
I kind of get it.
Compton, Berkshire Downs, near Newbury.
Oh, in London or something.
Yeah,
England.
Something like that.
Britain.
It's a Brit.
Is Jessica Lacey on it?
It's in the UK.
You're right. That's cool.
Why?
But that's led to an outpouring of protests on social media, with one villager pleading, poor boy, don't shoot him.
Yeah.
Many have called
for... Why don't they just fix him?
Mr. Skanky Pants to be taken to a vet to be treated to save his life and have offered to help pay for his treatment, which I think is pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
One resident posted, I have three cats and would hate to see this cat shot. When even... with his problems, he might get help if caught. So, cats infected with FIV.
They speak in
may
a,
appear
in rhyme.
In rhyme, yeah.
In English.
Verse.
It's limericks
iambic
only.
Pentameter.
All the time. Read it again. Go ahead.
I have three cats, and I would hate to see this cat shot when, even with his problems, he might get help if caught.
That's why I hate Shakespeare.
Cats
were like that.
Infected with FIV may appear normal for years, but it eventually leads to immunodeficiency that harms the cat's ability to ward off other infections. It can only infect felines, and is spread mainly through bites and scratches. So, let's see. One villager wrote, he needs shooting to help him out of his pain. There won't be a lot of people agree with me, but you have to be cruel to be kind sometimes. But the village is split. Another resident posted, if someone can catch him, I'm happy to donate towards whatever vets and conclude. Please don't shoot him. I have two cats, so sadly, can't take him in. Mm-hmm. Another said, I know it's kidney problems. It's not well, but you just can't go around shooting things. What if he misses?
How do they know it has FIV?
I don't know.
This town is bored.
Yeah. I know, this is a news story.
It's true.
But that is some bad luck for that cat, but...
Yeah,
I mean, it'd be worse luck for, like, the other cats that get infected.
Yeah.
Well, the Newberry Adoption Center suggests for the cat's welfare that it be trapped, neutered if needed, and then either returned to where it was found or they would look for a new home for it.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. I don't understand why. This seems like it can't be that uncommon.
I know.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Skanky Pants is either having some good luck or some bad luck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hard to say.
I don't know anybody. Like, how could you be comfortable shooting a cat?
Oh, I know.
You know? Like, that'd be really weird.
Yeah.
To do.
It's demented. Especially like that, where it's like, it just needs some veterinary care.
Mm-hmm. Veterinary.
No. Veterinary. So, Eric Bramwell was found guilty in November. He's 35. He took a remote, like TV remote, in August of 2015 from the common area of an apartment complex in Wheaton, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
But he dropped his glove on the way out. So they did a DNA sample of the glove, and it matched Bramwell's DNA on the database of convicted felons.
Oh.
Then prosecutors said due to his criminal history, he was eligible for 30 years in prison.
Why did he take a remote?
He liked to do that.
Doesn't make any sense.
He allegedly committed similar thefts of other remote and television sets from other nearby apartment complexes. Mr. Bramwell's illegal activity and his history have finally caught up with him, State Attorney Robert Berlin said. Regardless of what was stolen, Mr. Bramwell repeatedly thumbed his nose at the law. He took what he wanted time and time again and expected to avoid the consequences. That's not how it works, as Mr. Bramwell has now found out.
Oh my gosh, all because he dropped
the
glove.
They gave him 22 years.
Good.
Good?
We don't need people like that. Right. He's stealing? What good is he? Bring him out back. Shoot him like Mr. Skanky Pants. But let Mr. Skanky Pants live.
It just seems a little bit harsh.
No.
It sure does.
No.
No? 22 years?
He kept doing it.
I know, but maybe if he went in for 1 year. Because it doesn't sound like he ever went in.
He's not going to stop taking stuff that's not his.
Let's give him a chance.
Like that.
Although he previously was in jail for 6 months for using profane language in court.
That's ridiculous, too.
Well, he was probably warned.
I'm sure he was in contempt of court.
Yeah.
And how did he end up in court in the first place? You
probably
don't just go to court. Yeah, exactly.
And remotes.
Yeah. No, he's useless. I hate people like that in society.
Here's a bit of good luck. The
oh, never mind.
No. I'm trying to see if I can make this a shorter. All right, so the Fire Department of New York said a resident of a 7-story apartment building in the Kips Bay area of Manhattan called 911 after 12 a.m. Tuesday to report a man shouting for help from inside the wall of her first floor apartment near
a
her kitchen vent.
A man was shouting at a woman's
vent.
Okay.
The woman said she heard a loud crash coming from the vent before the man started shouting for help. I freaked out for a couple of minutes, and then I went over to the kitchen and heard someone panting and breathing like they were in obvious pain. Mm. They were freaking out. So she opened the kitchen vent so he could breathe. She said she initially thought she might have been targeted by a prankster. I thought he was playing a joke. I couldn't comprehend what was happening. It was so bizarre. So more than 40 firefighters responded to the home to extract the man from the wall. The shaft was so small, the patient's body took up the entire void, so power tools were out of the question. We pretty much exposed it by hand, and between the sheet metal and the shaft was wire mesh with sharp edges. We used tin snips and dulled all the edges before we took him out. The 30-year-old man, who was dressed only in his underwear, was released after about 45 minutes of effort. The man was found to have recently moved into a fourth-floor apartment in the building. Firefighters said he'd been with friends on the roof of the building when he apparently decided to try to reach his apartment through the ventilation system.
Idiot.
Firefighters said he may have ended up on the first floor because he had another destination in mind. He told the occupant who called us something about a pool in the basement, but I don't know. He did not appear intoxicated and was released after being checked out at a local hospital.
He's lucky, scary. I guess. He's lucky. It could have gone worse.
I think so.
Well, that reminds me kind of that thing that Jim Norton was talking about, the kid that went, like, cave diving in Utah. Was his name John Jones? He went cave diving.
Yeah.
Well, it's like different than that even, because they're like crawling. They're like cave crawling.
Right.
Because the space is so small.
You have to like suck your lungs in.
You have to like shimmy around.
And then crawl through a thing and then you can like breathe
out. Oh yeah, you have to let all the air out of your lungs so that you're as small as possible. That's how tight of a space is. Oh God.
Oh my God. And the guy, like, they were in Utah. And
it was like him and a friend.
Right? Him and a friend, but he got stuck and then couldn't get out. But no, but he was by himself, and then he was able to call to his friend, because his friend didn't exactly know where he was.
Yeah.
And his friend found him, and then the friend called the fire department or something, and they tried for, like,
hours. They put
like
in
a
like
day,
a,
basically.
They put in, like, a police system to try to get him out. He was, like, wedged in there. He broke a rib. Oh. He was sticking, like, the only part of him that was sticking back up was his sneakers.
Yeah, his legs.
Oh, my God.
And he was stuck in this tiny space, like, just head first, head down.
And they got the pulley system, kind of pulled him out, and he could take, like, a sip of water, and then it broke, and it, like, it pushed him in even more than he had.
He fell right back into where he was, but worse.
But, like, wedged in more. And then they tried again, like, a different pulley system, but he had, like, lost all his strength, so they ended up just having to leave him in there.
Without him being able to help, they had no hope of getting him out. So, at that point, they had to give up.
And they left him in there. He's still in there.
His body's still in there.
They, like, sealed it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Oh, that's horrible.
He had his wife. I saw that picture. Yeah, he had a wife.
They had a little boy, and she was, like, pregnant.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. And his family was like, what can you do? Like, there's, like, his parents, because he was visiting his parents. Yeah, and they're like, there's nothing. Like, to even get his body out, they were like, it's not worth risking people's lives. So he's just, like, sealed up in this cave.
Oh, why do people do dumb things?
Isn't that so against every instinct you have?
It's like, normally it is, like, alcoholics and drug addicts and stuff, because they're just looking for, like, a thrill, like, sober people.
They're looking for a sexual thrill.
Just a thrill, like a...
Sexually?
Like a rush. Like that guy that got buried alive, but got killed. Remember that magician?
Yeah.
Where that was his trick, was he made his own, like, coffin, but he never, like, tested it to see if it was, like, he never reinforced it with anything.
I remember you talking about that.
It's on YouTube.
That is such a fake story.
But it's not, and, like, they fill it with concrete, like, the hole, like, he lays in, like, a plexiglass coffin or something that he made himself.
Okay.
And they poured
concrete.
So it would dry.
But he never tested it, and then, so they're, like, pouring all this concrete, and then you just see the hole, like the whole thing sinks. So you know he's been crushed.
Unless somehow he managed to get himself out. But
which he didn't. He died in there. And that was, like, filmed, and it was, like, a charity for, like, a rehab facility, because he was a recovering addict, and it was, like, no duh. Because who else would do something like this?
But all of his people, like, went...
His kids were there?
With it. I mean, they were, like,
his little kids, his family, like, they had emergency personnel there, but it's, like, no one to... It was, like, in the 80s or something
like
that.
Why would somebody believe that he was...
I know. Because he had done something similar once before, but not with, like, that much weight on it. They were, like, different.
So they poured the concrete over the plexiglass?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, 6 feet of concrete or something, which is, like, so much weight.
Why?
On something he never tested. And he was, like, instantly killed. That but you can watch it on YouTube, and it's so disturbing because you just see, like, filling up, and then just smook, and then it just, like, drops, like, a couple feet.
Or do you hear people, like, freaking out?
Oh, yeah. Because they have to, like, shut the cement off, and they have to try, how are they going to get them out of there? Like, how do you get something out of there? You don't.
Even if it didn't cave in, like,
yeah. What was he thinking?
I don't get that.
I mean,
that.
He must have thought he could.
What was the trick?
Right.
I didn't think it was a trick. It was like a David Blaine type thing. Like, see what my body can endure. Just stupid.
Crazy.
Yeah.
But do you think that his death could have been avoided?
Probably not. Probably not a stupid death like that. It was just, it was like Final Destination where he was bound to die another stupid way.
Mm. All right. So Richard Brown of Taunton, south of Boston, Massachusetts, asked for a Blue Ice Sevens ticket.
Oh, I like that one. Gas station. It's a $2 ticket.
Well, the manager gave him a $5 Sizzlin' Sevens instant ticket instead Monday morning. Luckily, the easygoing Brown just rolled with it, he told the lottery after climbing his top prize of $1 million.
Nice.
He opted for the lump sum payout, $650,000 before taxes. Roughly $430,000 after. Nice. He told the lottery he plans to use some of his winnings to re-roof his house and take a trip to San Francisco.
Huh. San Francisco.
I know. So the man responsible, Valero station manager Brian Salinas,
said he got tipped.
He said, "I was a little distracted talking on the phone, stocking the tobacco, and taking customers at the same time. I realized I gave him the wrong ticket, and I said, 'I'll switch it. I'll put it back.' He just said, 'Oh, no, I'll just take it.' My mistake made his fortune."
People don't take tickets back if you accidentally rip one off and be like, "Oh, I'm sorry." They'll like, "No, I'm taking it."
Oh, they yeah. Do it. So it's like a luck
are
thing.
People are crazy, yeah.
He receives $10,000 commission for selling the ticket.
Yeah.
That's
well,
cool.
The store does. He doesn't.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess he's...
People usually tip, though. I had people tip me. Like, there was one really sweet old guy who'd come in every couple of days and play the lottery, and if he ever hit like 100, he'd give me like $10.
Oh,
that was really sweet.
That was nice. All right, this story I like. You should look up the video on this.
Okay.
So a donkey at an Italian sanctuary.
Is his name Dominic?
His name is Oreste. But there is a Domenico in the story. So he showed off his superior problem-solving skills when two of his comrades jumped a fence, and he apparently didn't feel like hopping. Hmm. So it's like, you know, a wooden fence, and there's like, you know,
A donkey.
There's four donkeys.
Of them. Yeah, four. You know. Typical Italian scene. Yeah.
Exactly.
Like a stockade fence? Like a wooden stockade type thing?
It's more like... Like sticks, kind of.
Yeah.
Like thick sticks. Mm-hmm. It's a rough looking kind of fence.
Right.
But the top line was probably like 3 feet across. So, or like 3 feet tall. Like, sorry.
What's the point of that fence? No wonder he didn't want to jump around it, he could walk around it.
So, anyway, so, Two donkeys, Pedro and Domenico, stand, you know, like they jumped over the thing. So then Oreste takes a moment and he's looking at the phone's post. And it's like hilarious because you see him like just taking in the scene. And then he like takes it with his mouth and takes it off of like what it's hooked on and lets it fall to the floor, to the ground.
Yeah.
And then he just like, casually walks
over. That's looking cute.
It was, you should find it. It's really adorable.
That's funny.
All right. That's all I have for you.
Cool.
I know. Well, that was fun. Mm-hmm. Now you know a lot more about superstition.
Yeah, we sure do.
I don't know, but I do. I don't think I'd remember any of those things.
Well, I don't think you have to.
Okay.
It's not worth it.
I hope not. Unless I see like a bunch of
owls.
Well, owls or snakes.
If you see a nun, now you know what to do.
Spit in her eye. Over your shoulder.
Yeah. Well, on that note, nuns beware.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Love you.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.